Welcome everyone to the Cree with Locke podcast show and Planet Earth Talk on YouTube, live on both formats, live on YouTube, and I'm live on Speaker, speaker.com, where you can get all your music, okay? The reason you don't hear Go With The Flow, that will be coming back soon. That's my theme song of my show. I will be having that song back. It's reason I don't have it because gotta pay for the license to share the license. So that's why I don't have that song. Okay, go back to my previous podcast shows and you hear Go With The Flow. Okay, and the reason I don't have Go With The Flow right now, you gotta pay for the license. It's a website that I can go to and get the. And pay for the license every month. And that way I can do it on Speaker. And I can do it on YouTube. I can play it. Because the website got the license for it. And they'll let me share the license. And all. But that's how it goes in the entertainment world. So you can't. So artists will be protected of their songs. Or if we didn't have that website, I have to go to the producer, I have to go to the record label, then I have to go to the artist. It's a lot of paperwork. So cut down the middle people, just go to the website, pay a monthly payment, and I got the song Go With The Flow. And it will be coming back soon, okay? Now, since we're live and we are a little late, we're supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but I was on my game, I'm playing Fallout 4. And that's what I'm doing during this crisis, okay? That's what I've been doing. Now, I'm trying to make it through this because I want to get my license, you know? I really do. And get some lighting for the show because the lighting here is bad, you know? But anyway, that's what I want to do, you know? I'm ready to go on the road, man. I'm ready to go down to Ocean City and drive down to Ocean City about 5 times. You know, and just go. And also, this is holding me back to do my 50 tour of each state. You know, it's holding me back doing that. Because I'm planning to go to each state of in each city. And visit all the states, including Hawaii. Now, I'm building my credit up. And since I started at Stella Mars, my credit was like 509. That was 2017. It was 509. And I was still in the middle of Goodwill, Fort Meade. And I was still in the middle of that person that I fell in the abyss with. I was in that dark corner. I was in that dark corner with that person. The reason I won't say her name, because I won't give her no recognition at all. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. I do forgive her and everything. And I love her for giving me children and all. And that's all it goes. But everything else, I'm not giving her recognition for. I won't even say her name out of my category. You know, that's how much I gotta move on. You know, everybody know who I'm talking about. If you don't, go back to the previous shows and you'll hear her name a couple times with a word swear. But let's go forward now where I'm at, because that was back in 2017, like I said, on the credits. So my credit score was 509. 509 and I think 507. Both credit scores. Now, it's 3 credit bureaus. And according to Expedia, that's the other one credit thing. And I think it's True Union and Equifax and Expedia. Those are the 3 credit things. But I got 2 because I go to Credit Karma. You see it advertising on TV, credit card. And I've been watching my credit, you know, and I've been doing it. And you know that I got an unsecured credit card and all. And I've been doing well with it. And haven't been spending no money and nothing. Haven't bought no junk food. Thank goodness. I might just make it to them in my 90s. Still eating a little bit of junk food, like chips and stuff like that. You know, I'm still craving for that. I'm trying to get out of that craving. And including popcorn and all stuff. But I'm just trying to survive, just not to be bored and everything. You know, trying to get to this crazy Donald Trump COVID-19. You know, and that's what it is, Donald Trump COVID-19. If you don't know what I mean about that, just turn on CNN and watch Fox News and watch CNN. It's all over the place, you know, and you don't know what COVID-19 is. I don't know where you've been for the last 3 months. I hope you come back down to earth. But that's what I've been doing. I just come home, play my video games, and mobility, they've been picking people up one at a time now since this thing going on. And they only can pick up one person at a time. So they've been picking me up one time now. And since that, they've been bringing me straight home and everything. I go straight home, and I get in the bathtub and take a shower, and then get on my little game for a while. And the reason you haven't seen me on speaker on haven't made my shows on speaker on Thursdays because been working overtime and everything, and for the last straight week I got a lot of overtime, so I've been doing that. But I gotta say this, if you're watching the show, if you watch it later, just remember, guys, get that notification when I go live, get that notification, hit that like button, and subscribe to the channel, and tell all your friends and family, Planet Earth Talk, and the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Let's combine together. Come on Sundays at 7 o'clock p.m. every Sunday. When I do think about it, sometimes I'll be in the game so much. It's an hour long, and we're just having a good time. Remember, this is the first season. The last season was just a trial. See how the show go, and see how I like it doing it. Well, I found something else up that I like doing. It's this. And I just, as time goes on, I hope that I get a lot of people coming to the show. Okay? And don't worry about me coughing because I'm drinking coffee and all. You know. And I don't have no COVID-19 because I wear my mask, my gloves, and everything. And 6 feet from people. I've been staying 6 feet from people. Even before the Donald Trump COVID-19 came out. I've been staying a distance, you know. But that's the way things go. And you can leave your comments and everything. Like I said, doing the show on a little computer right now. And soon there'll be a big computer here. I'm doing it from my new desk that I had. If you haven't seen the new desk, go on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, of course Facebook. And I'm there. And sooner or later, probably the end of next year on the beginning of next year. I mean, not the end of next year. End of this year or the beginning of next year. I will be getting phone calls. And we're going to have topics. We can talk about anything. From TV shows like Star Trek. From science fiction. Or just tell me what you was doing on the Donald Trump COVID-19 year. of 2020. Because this is his era. He's president, so we give this to him. He gave Obamacare to Obama. They named it Obamacare, so we're going to name it Donald Trump COVID-19 year. So, you know, I'd rather have Obamacare and have been going through this, you know. But we'll talk about him sadly, but not leastly. Like I said before, guys, I'm getting on here trying to make sure I get advice to people. Just throw out there what I'm doing and just keep yourself occupied, you know. Like I said, do not keep watching that news. I don't care what news it is, local, international, or national, whatever. Put the paper down, pick some of that stuff down, and just take a break. Sometimes you just gotta shut things down, like I do. Shut TV down, shut phone down, shut game down, and just concentrate. Just talk to God. That's what I do now. And I have the lights off and everything. And I'll just be talking to the good Lord. And it clears your mind. It will actually work. It clears your mind on stuff. I mean, just shut everything down. Quiet. Just quiet time. I don't care if it's dark outside or not. Just shut it down, you know. And once you get there, you'll feel better. And the next day, you'll get through, you know, some of the things that I do. And I do my exercise. I run around the house, run around the apartment. I know my neighbors think I'm out of my mind, you know. But I try to keep it down. You know, just like they do in the military. I try to just keep things going and keep healthy and everything. So as soon as I get off of this, I'm going to fix me some chicken noodle soup. That's what I eat. That's what I like eating. But I got a lot of food in there. I got Hot Pockets and all that stuff. Steak. Henry just bought me a lot of food and stuff. But I'm good and everything. And I didn't know the day was Mother's Day, so to Lisa, my sister, to my mom, to Aunt Nancy, Aunt Diane, and to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day, okay? I didn't know it was Mother's Day. Like I said, time is just moving too fast. I mean, it's just moving too fast. I think we still in February, you know, sometimes. And haven't got warm outside yet, you know. But sorry about that. I usually keep up with this stuff and everything, but really getting into my video game. And sooner or later, probably sometime next year or the year after, I'm going to have a video game channel where I play the video games like Grand Theft Auto and Fallout 4, and I record them, me playing them, and then I uplink them on YouTube. And then I will be talking, I'll be narrating, acting like I'm the character's me and having a little story going. Okay, so that'll be on YouTube. That channel will be up soon. Okay, probably won't be this year. And it'll probably be at the end of middle of next year or the end of next year. Because I got to get the big computer and got to get everything signed up and all that stuff. But this is some of the things that y'all can do, you know, during the COVID-19. Okay, see, wearing my Star Trek hoodie. This is the Star Trek, the new Star Trek Discovery. And for the Star Trek fans who like Discovery, I know it's disappointing. CBS, we don't know what you're doing, CBS. Okay, this is only for the Star Trek fans. And CBS, or SS, what are you doing? Why are you holding on to season 3? You know, if in post-production, post-production, all you have to do is wear a mask and just stay 6 feet away from each other and finish editing the show. Get season 3 out. We need season 3 of Star Trek Discovery, okay? I never seen nothing like this before. Back in the day, it was Star Trek every week. What are your people doing? You know? If you didn't want to start a new new season, a new show, you shouldn't have started a new show until you were ready to start a new show. You know? And I have to agree with some of the fans. It's just been a disaster with this show. You know? I can't say about the actors, but the actors have been doing really well. I mean, this is not fair to the actors. This is definitely not fair to the fans. You know, Picard, y'all filmed Picard season finale over. Where is Star Trek 3? I mean, Star Trek Discovery season 3. Anybody from CBS SF watch this, listen to this, please let me know what's going on. Star Trek fans, YouTube channel fans of Star Trek, find out for me what's going on. The Star Trek fans that do have their YouTube channels. I mean, the ones who like the show. I ain't talking about the one that don't like the Discovery. The one who like the Discovery. And just find out what's going on for me, okay? I mean, y'all been doing the shows like that for a long time. I'm just starting, you know. And I'm trying to get fans. Sooner or later, just keep hope up and fans will start coming. And long family and friends will spread the message and all. And I do promote it, though. I put it on Facebook, Instagram, and everything. And I send it to everybody on Facebook messages. I don't know if they come to the channel or not, but I send it to them. I know my sister and them like watch it. I know Henry, he just came here, he showed me he like it. Diane and them watching and all. And I got 10 subscribers. When I first started, only had like 4 or 5. So it's climbing. Slowly it's climbing. And like I said, we'll be getting more people. My little guest stars will be Ashley and Donald. Hopefully, someday I will have Jessica and Maya and maybe Michael. But I don't want to get into the story with Michael, you know. Because Michael know better. He know what's going on. He know the deal. And he's a grown man. He knows where I live and stuff like that. You know. But I don't want to get into that and all that. But, you know, during this COVID-19, they said it's been out since November. And that's why a lot of people pass away and everything, because Donald Trump ignored this from happening. And I watch the news in the morning when I get up, and I just watch a little bit of it, and it's just a little bit, so depressing, you know. And the city that's hitting very hard, that I go to that city with Henry every year, at the end of every year. Haven't been going lately, but this was the year that I was going to return. But it seemed like if New York don't get back up on their feet and all before Christmas come, I don't think Henry and the people going to New York, if things don't open up again. I'm hoping that we get football, and I'm hoping that New York will be back to New York again. But the city that mostly hit mostly is New York. And anybody from New York is watching. Guys, we praying for y'all guys, okay, up in New York. One of the greatest cities on this in the universe. And all the first responders, from the police to the firefighters to the paramedics to and the doctors, and including myself, what I do, the cleaning people, is also on the first line, you know, for first responders, because they have to go in the hospital and clean. So they also on the front line, just like me. I'm going to nursing home and I clean. And we had three people there that had to go and had been quarantined, and they had to put them in the room and lock them down in the room. But don't worry, I had no contact with those. They gone now, and that's why we lost one person, because that person didn't want to be around it. And but everything's back to normal at work now, because those people's gone, and we survived it and everything. Because I got good people, you know, I got a good boss, and got a good manager, and good supervisor, and everything. And people who got a job and go to work, keep your job. Keep your job. No matter how much you don't like it, keep your job. Because there's really no jobs out there right now. While everything is shut down too, and you got a job to go to, just keep pushing yourself to go, you know. But every American and people all over the world, including China, just keep praying, okay? That's all we can do, all right? And we'll get through it. And I don't know. I don't know what y'all people think. You know, I wish I had the phone lines up, because I would have y'all to call in and talk about this, or leave comments on the answer service, and then I'll put your comments online on the air. So that's what I'm going to have you do during the first part of the next year. You'll call in, you just leave your comments, and then I'll put some of the comments on the air and before the show starts. And then we'll start doing special things like trivia and all that stuff. I mean, movie trivia, sports trivia. And hopefully I can get the prizes that I want to give y'all, send y'all for the show. Now, this has helped the Ravens too, you know, my Ravens. But just don't come to the show for that. Come to the show because you want to hear it. You want to talk about, get something off the chest, or you want to leave a comment. Just come to the show, okay? Don't be shy. I mean, especially people in Baltimore. And I'm going to be talking about the show more, and Planet Earth Talk is a new show that I've been wanting to do, but I found a speaker back in November or October of last year. And I've been doing it since then, I think. I think it was about September and all. And I ended the show with, I think, 24 episodes. And then I said to myself, I'm going to do a season. Season 1, Episode 1. And I'm going to find the show together. And here we are. Okay? So, those who think the show or this, it's not going to make it. Nah. I believe it. God, the one that told me to do it. You know, got the idea. He set me up with the equipment. He helped me get the equipment. I mean, he the one that helped me get all this stuff. And, you know. I mean, it wasn't meant for me to do it. Then I wouldn't have all this stuff, you know. And I wouldn't have the knowledge to do it either. But that comes to a conclusion right there. That's the question on that. What do you have the knowledge to do? Are you a good person on computers? Are you a good person on talking? Do you want to have your own talk show or your own podcast show? I mean, what things you wanted to do back in life that you still have a chance to do? Well, I wanted to become an astronaut. That's the first dream that I had. What was your first dream? But a lot of stuff kept me from being that. And then I got involved with the wrong crowd. I mean, not the wrong crowd, but the wrong person. Got involved with that person. And then that just tore me down a hill because I was up on high hill. I used to grow up in this neighborhood right here. And once that person started pulling me down, didn't even know she was pulling me down until I got down there. And then I just woke up and say, what the heck? You know? But it wasn't too late because the good Lord just reached down and say, uh-uh. You got to pick up the pieces. You got to clean up what you messed up. You know? And we started this adventure in 2017. Me and God, we partnership, and we've been partners ever since. So what is your collusion, what you like to do, or your podcaster, like doing your podcast, or you like talking, or you just want to do other stuff, you know, and you still have time to do it, you know. But my suggestion to you is just do it. Okay? Go back to school and do it. Now, if you want to be an astronaut and you're 50 years old, well, I can't do nothing about that. The government got rules that you over age. You can't do that. I'm sorry about that and all. Or you want to join the military and you're 60 years old. Well, there is a time limit to join the military, okay? And sometime between 18 and age 45, I think, or age 35. I don't know if they raised the age limit or not. I think it was, when I was growing up, it was 35. I don't know if it's 45 or not. They raised it or not. But you have to ask somebody in the military what the age that you can join the military. But I think it was between 35 or 45 now is the limit. So if you're over 35, you don't have no chance. Or if you're over 45, you must just forget that. And don't join the military if you're 44. Because you're only going to have 1 year. You go down there and the intruding officer, when you go to the intruding station, they just going to look at you like you're crazy, you know. When you go down there and sign up, and they're going to ask you how old you are, and you're going to say 44. Yeah. They probably just throw you out. They were like, you know, but just try to not to do that, okay? If you have military in you and you like at least 25 or 28, you still have a good career in there, okay? Now, don't think you're not going to go overseas, because, yeah, you're going to be departed. Overseas, Germany, England, all those countries and stuff. Maybe outstanding in all those countries that we should be in and we at. But I think military is a great career to start with if you're young. And even if you don't want to play football, you still can join the military, because the Army got a football team, the Navy got a football team. Sorry, Marines, but the Navy, Marines and the Navy is part of it together, so that means the Marines, you, if you join the Marines, you still can play football, because it's part of the Navy, Department of the Navy. But don't ever, ever tell a Marine that he's a sailor. He's a part of the Navy, because Marines don't like that. They don't want it, nothing to do with the Navy. And never tell them that they are part of the Navy. Believe me, that's the wrong thing to do. And that's just one of the things that I want to tell the young people. But it's a good career. Now, my little cousin, May Leek, was on Instagram, telling about his father, that how his career is. Now, Uncle May Leek used to work out for me, and when the time I was there, and I used to see him all the time, and he used to work at the building that I cleaned and everything, and I didn't know he was a colonel, but I did know that he worked at the building, you know, and a lot of MPs work at that building too. So I know he was somewhere between that line, but he worked at the base out there for me and everything. And that's just another part of my storyline, that I got an uncle who was married to my aunt, who's a colonel, just like my father, second sergeant in Marines. I think Uncle Tuck was first sergeant or maybe a captain. I don't know what Uncle Harry was, but I'm sure he was high ranked too before he got up. And I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to Aunt Alice too. Well, I say all my aunts and everything, and mom and sister and cousins and female cousins. Well, Happy Mother's Day once again. In case y'all didn't hear me, Happy Mother's Day, everyone. But yeah, that's the storyline between that and just go down the list. And that's why I wanted to be an astronaut, because I wanted to rise beyond them. I wanted to sail to the stars, you know. See, my father and them, they went to Vietnam. But if I would have been an astronaut and joined the astronaut corps, you know, I would be big, you know. But I'm glad I didn't, because Discovery and Challenger blew up. And thank goodness. Oh my goodness. Just thinking about it. You know. So. There's always a reason why God didn't let you do that. And I guess that was one of the reasons why I couldn't join the military. Because God probably knew that I was going to go that direction. And he probably said, it ain't your time yet. But I just imagine that I would have did good though, being an astronaut, being in the Navy, Air Force, whatever, and being a good astronaut, you know, going to the ranks and all that. And any branch of the military, you can join the astronaut corps. But mostly the Air Force have all had that. And I don't think people really join the Air Force that much. But they, Air Force is pretty good to go to too. I mean, they got the Top Gun Special Force. That's that Special Force and all. I don't know, they got a Ground Special Force. I guess they call it special operation or something like that. I don't know. Marines, since they got the Navy SEALs, so I don't know if the Marines got a special force. But I know the Army do. Army got Rangers and Delta Force. And Navy got Navy SEALs. So, and they got the Marines. So, those two is the most recent with the president really used anyway. And they need the Air Boys, the Air Force, then they use the Air Force. So, I ain't saying that the Air Force is not a great place to go, but really, all the branches of the military is a great place to join. Another thing is talk about the Donald Trump COVID-19 and Donald Trump himself. Now, since I haven't been watching the news lately, I don't know what he's been doing or what he's been saying. Hopefully, he's been a very good person. But the man just give me a headache, you know. Just the things that he do is just, the things that he say and do is just crazy. Now, I wish he would be a president because I wish he would have stopped this before it started. And he listened to the people that, the experts, like CDC. And all the other experts that posing know about this COVID-19. But even the CDC, he don't even listen to. This man, guess what? His own show. His own president show. And he wanted that. He should have just stayed in Hollywood and asked for a show that he can do, be act like he's a president and all. But that's the question of the day. Do you think Donald Trump is fit to be president? Now look from the time that he started until now. Is he fit to be president? I mean, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Just answer the question, you know. Just think about it. Just think about the things he did throughout the 4 years. And the other question is, will you think he get that number 4 years? Now, I don't think he won't get that 4 years. I think the whole country is exactly going to go blue on him. It probably might be like maybe 5 or 6 red states. Mostly probably be in the South. But I think the whole country is going to go blue. Something just tell me the whole country is going to go blue. This man is going to be voted out of office. Now the Democrats try to put him out of office when they impeach him. But the Republicans were so far up his poop hole, they wouldn't even. Now we in this crisis, and we really haven't seen no one from the Republican Party besides him coming out and speak. And I don't think all the people, all the Republicans, is going to get another turn in office either. I think the Democrats are really going to take the House and the Senate. I really think it's probably going to be like maybe 20 or 15 Republicans in each side because of this, you know. This, follow this election, okay? We know Joe Biden, he's going to win this election because the things Donald Trump doing and the things he's going to do in the future, he can't help himself, you know. He just can't help himself. And he gonna go on Twitter and say comments on Twitter and everything. He gonna go on his phone and tweet like he been doing as president. And he's just not fit. Okay. So that's that. Okay. Now, for Mother's Day, I'm hoping everyone, my aunts and my mom and all, is having a great Mother's Day. And I know that we can't be together on this Mother's Day. And I know y'all going to already make it up next Mother's Day. But everyone, this moms, all the moms of the world, and the moms in the Whitlock and on my mother's side and all, just hang in there, okay? Don't get to the next year. You're going to have a great Mother's Day next year, okay? But try to enjoy your Mother's Day this year, today, okay? I know we're going through a lot, and it's been through a lot. The people who lost their mother during this crisis, I mean, our prayers is with you and throughout the world, and just, there's nothing else to say but just pray. I mean, that's most of the message I can give to y'all. Just pray, okay? And I'm sure next year is going to be one of the best Mother's Days y'all probably going to have, because the family going to make sure of that. But this year, just do what you can for Mother's Day, you know? That's all I can really give y'all, you know? So, when this is all over and things get back to normal, first thing I'm going to do is buy me a movie ticket, take it off, and I'm going to watch every movie in the movie theater. I don't care how much it costs, I'm going to watch every movie, except the dumb movies. But I'm going to see all the movies. Now, for the people who like the Marvel Comics and DC Comics, Hollywood had a lot of movies coming out this summer. One of those movies could have been out. I think Wonder Woman. I'm no expert at this because I'm not really big fan of the comic book movies and all. I'm a big fan and I go watch them and everything, but not a super fan. And really not a big fan of Superman and Batman and all that. But I'm is a fan. I'm in that category of being a fan because it's fantasy and stuff like that. So I'm just not a Star Wars or Star Trek fan. I'm also that fan too. Because I had comic books back in the day. Spider-Man, Batman and all. So, and don't worry, like I said before, don't have COVID-19 because it's a little cold in here. And just had a little cold and everything. But I'm feeling fine, you know. Well, actually, we don't know who have it, you know. But I haven't getting no symptoms or nothing like that, and no shoulder breath, no runny nose, except, you know, cough, but everything been okay. And living it up, eating it up, you know, moving it up. Got my strength and everything, you know. And we all don't know if we have it or not, but that's the way I can put it. And I guess soon they get that testing done, get that testing for everybody, we'll find out who have it, who made it through it, you know. Excuse me. But like I said, I sleep with the windows up too, so, and I'm one of those people that catch, get a cold real fast, but it get hot up here. I gotta keep the windows open because it get hot. And I'm on the third floor in my apartment. and this place getting really cooking. So that's why I'm working on trying to get some fans in here too. And the person that worked with me is working with me to get that junk out of my dining room so I can change that into a coffee shop and coffee station and all that stuff. That's it. And next episode, I'm going to try to see if, what's going on in Hollywood and everything. And when everything starts again, okay? I'm going to try to see when everything restarts again, when the movie starts again. But everybody, you know that Comcast and Netflix and all of them, whatever new movie comes out, you can stream it from your from home, okay? Especially on Comcast. Now, you got that kind of device and you can afford it. You can watch the latest movies that come out. But I ain't heard nothing about Wonder Woman yet. Now, soon I get off of here, I'm going to try to look that up and see if Wonder Woman is still coming out. It's probably in post-production right now. And I don't know. I haven't heard nothing. I haven't been watching the entertainment world anyway since it's been shut down and everything. And I've been seeing some TNT and AMC, there's new shows coming out. And as things start to restart back out west and everything, California, it's opening up slowly, Georgia and everything. Now, hopefully the governor here in Maryland will start opening stuff again and everything. And one of those places I'm hoping that he opened, MVA. But Henry told me they put everything on freeze and not to worry about the learner's permit. Because my learner's permit is going to expire in August the 20th. But he just told me everything going to be frozen. Everything frozen because it's not my fault and everything. And I went to driving school. Ready to take my behind the wheel test when they were shutting everything down. So I wasted two vacations, trying to get this license. Then soon this happens, I'm going to be on the internet right now looking for a car. I'm not going to have car payments, but I'm going to look for a car. So I'm going to have another car, and then time goes on, I'm going to trade that car in, and then I'll have car payments because I just want to get my credit up near 700 before I buy a brand new car. And I just wanted the question of the day too. How long do y'all work? Do y'all know anybody that wait the longest I had to go get a driver's license? Now, I'm 50 years old. And the reason I waited because I felt that I didn't really need no car. And I was dealing with candy and I had the kids and all that stuff. And then the car would just been another big headache, another bill and all that stuff. That's the reason why I waited to get all the stuff. But I was in the process of getting my license and stuff. And I had my learner's permit a couple times. But I had to deal with that candy era. I mean that era that I had to deal with. And if I got a car, it would have just been another disaster. You know, and then I got a divorce, then she would have got the car. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't get a car and all. So, thank goodness then for that. But now, my brother showed me how to get everything. He got showed me how to do everything. And I'm still with USAA insurance and all. And I will probably have a car before I have my driver's license. And this time the car will be legal to sit on the street. And I won't have that other person fussing either, you know. But the future look good for me. I hope the future look good for you. And all the things that I've been through. And this is trying to get everybody an example what the show is about, to get things off your chest. You, it's from your past, your present, or your future. This is what the show is about. Okay? I talk about getting stuff off my chest, looking at you, you know, just like on a talk show, on a radio talk show, you can't see them, but you can hear them, and they be talking. So, I just started a talk show on YouTube, and a talk show on speaker, podcast show, with a talk show on live with YouTube, you know, so, the idea to me was a great idea. Ready, didn't have to pay for nothing. Speaker only had to pay monthly for to do the show. And YouTube, I can go live on YouTube anytime. You know, I can't do it on the phone because I gotta have a certain amount of hits and views. But I can definitely do it here and work on that build to get my views, get 1,000 views and everything. And I hope you two keep it like that, where you're allowed to be on your computer and go live. And if they change that, then a lot of people ain't going to have nothing to do. You know, I hope they don't change that. You can't go on your phone no more to go live. I don't know why they changed that. They should take it back. You know, I mean, Facebook, you can go live on Facebook on your computer or phone. And YouTube should let you go live too, no matter how many hits you get. I mean, you can get more hits on your phone and more views on your phone, probably on your computer, you know. So YouTube, y'all people, please change that, okay? Let people go live on their phone and all, no matter how many views they got. But this is the show, dirt season, dirt episode, first season, and I'm really happy about it, you know, and everybody who watching, just tell your friends, tell your family, help me promote it, you know, and like I said in the past, over and over and again, might be a slow show, and I'm here talking about my past and trying to get y'all through this COVID-19. So, and I'm not a really not high knowledge guy, you know. I'm smart, but not that smart, you know. Smart enough to get this show on, right? I'm smart enough to get this show on and do other stuff, and write a book and stuff, okay? No dummy, but smart. But, yeah. Probably next episode, I'm going to talk about how I feel about my children still being away and all. And I just want to know how y'all feel, if y'all ever had your children taken for such a long time, and people just fed them poison, you know, knowing that I could have raised my kids if I had that chance, feeling that I've been robbed of my husbandhood and my fatherhood, and not my childhood, because I had a good childhood and everything. Because I just don't want to get into that, but had a pretty good childhood, you know. But as far as parenthood, had a fatherhood and husbandhood, it was just too many people involved. Too many people involved. And half of those people didn't get to their marriage. You know, And they just told a lot of stuff, negative stuff, you know, and also the job that I had, and then the pressure and all from a lot of people. But also I had good people to stand by me, like Henry, and I gotta say Tim, even though we didn't get along that well, gotta say Tim, gotta give him a little bit of credit. But Henry get most of the credit. I'm sorry, Tim, but and Rich Croft get a lot of credit. They get more credit than Art do, because the things Art did, I only get them a little bit of credit, you know. For giving me a good job, that was the people that worked for Art, Mark Boston and David. They the ones. David made sure I'm keeping it. He check on me. And Mark, who passed away, Mark Boston, he used to work for Art. He passed away. And he was one of the people who find people jobs. And before he passed away, he got me this job. And back in 2017, you know, and really good guy, and we're going to miss him. And I know a lot of people are going to miss him. And but it is what it is. And just thank God for him and all. And God bless his family and everything. So people, I'm going to wrap it up. An hour have been passed. Like I said, time goes fast. Goes fast. Can't believe it's almost 9 o'clock, you know. But that's the way it is, you know. And I'm going to try to get the show next Sunday. Next Sunday, I'm going to try to get the show on time. Probably start a little early, like 6:57 or something like that. And Henry and anybody on my team is watching. I'm going to try to get this Zoom thing going and see if I can send y'all the link to it and everything. And we'll start talking on Zoom. And that go for my support team. So, for the last few minutes, once again, on Alice, on Diane, on Nancy, Ravelin, Rayvon, Mubith, Moo, Saray, and all, and my nieces, and all, everybody, mothers all over the world, and this Happy Mother's Day. Happy 2020 Mother's Day. And I'm sure next year is going to be better. Okay. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And I love you. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you. Always. God bless everyone. America, family, and all over the world. See you next episode.